Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sand Hill Stories. Today is part two of the Rex Adamson and family interview. If you missed part one, you can find it at Sandhill Stories on KVSH.com. Today we continue visiting about the challenges and the triumphs experienced by five generations ranching in the sand hills of Cherry County.
I think one of the biggest changes in ranching since I've been alive is how we handle hay. We went to big round bales, and I think that's one of the biggest changes that's been in the ranching community.
Did you ever put up hay with horses?
I never did. That was phasing out about, they were still feeding with horses, but they might have had a team on the stacker one summer.
So for people that don't know, kind of give us a little history lesson on stacking hay.
Well, of course, they mowed the hay with bar mowers back then, 7-foot bar mowers, and then they got cured out, had a 30-foot dump rake, we call it, you made pull it up in the windrows. And then you had a sweep tractor, which had been converted. It, instead of going forward, it went backwards and put a sweep head on. They'd go down the windrows and get a load of hay and take it to the stacker, the slide stacker, and push it up there. And back then, there was a man in the stack yet that done the tromp the hay down, and that was a lot of work.
So he was in the stacker, tromping down the hay, waiting for the next load.
Yeah, and then it years later, they came up with the hydrofork. We mounted on the slide stacker, and it one person could throw the hay in the stack and tromp it with this hydrofork. That took a lot of work, stacking hay.
And then so the hay stack is built.
You started out a couple sweep bunches in the bottom of the steel cage, and you shut the cage, and then that came kind gave you a foundation to build it when we made about 6-7 ton stacks, I guess. And if you didn't, the last load you wanted to dump kind of in the middle, and that kind of helped. But every now and then you'd have a stack fall down.
So let's talk about back actually before the hydrofork. If you're just pushing hay, there's a lot of things that could be in that hay that might come down on top of that.
Well, Don Adams used to stack hay, and he told me one time a rattlesnake came up in the stack with
it. My gosh. When you were a young man, Rex, how did you market your cattle? I don't think there was a Valentine livestock at that time.
Eli had a little stockyards there, and we had it with a scale. We could weigh them. First day, we drove them from home up to a little pasture Dad had reserved about 2 miles south of Niobrara River, about 20-acre pasture. We'd drive them there the first day and leave our horses with the cattle, and Mom would come in a old four-wheel drive pickup and pick us up, and we'd be back home before dark. But the next morning, we were up to the shipping pens by daylight, got our horses saddled and headed for Eli. That was probably a 10-mile drive, and the first day was probably an 8-9-mile drive. But the second day was the worst. We had to cross the river and the highway, and of course our cattle weren't used to that, and you always had to rope one or two that didn't want to cross the highway. And to get them in the Eli stockyards, the guy that run the grocery store there had an old milk cow. He picked it out in the daytime, so Dad would, she broke the lead, he'd get her, and them yearlings were quizzed even. They'd just follow her right in the stockyards. And then after we got them weighed, two men headed back home with the horses. They had a 20-mile ride, and it was after dark time they got here because we had no trailers. And the rest of the crew would stay up till the train came along to load the cattle on the train, and there was no lights. Usually after dark, Dad rigged up a light off a car battery so it'd kind of shine up the chute. Sometimes it might not get them loaded out till midnight or so because the train had to stop at every little town and load more cattle. You had to, cars were specially made for livestock, and you'd order the cars ahead of time and they'd have them sitting there, but it took the locomotive to get them spotted. But anyway, that was a pretty big day.
Rex, I'd love to hear a story about you and your brother and your neighbors. I think there were some pretty fun adventures through the years.
One time when my brother Jerry and Edson Gale and Don Adamson and I went to two funerals that day. And our way home, we stayed at Dick's a little too long. And then anyway, we decided Larry Hollers had a brand new Shirley Brown saddle. 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, we decided we'd saddle up Old Peaches, was this cow's name. And anyway, we rattled the cake can, and she come in the barn and put her head in the stanchion, and somebody forgot to lock the stanchion when she was in there. But anyway, they throw this new, I kind of stood by the door, and the dog was barking, and see if anybody's coming. But they got Old Peaches saddled up and turned her out, and she went out in the corral bucking with his whole brand new saddle. And the next morning when Harvey come out to do his chores, there's Larry's saddle had turned upside down, and Old Peaches was saddled up, and Harvey wasn't very happy with us.
Rex, tell me a hard story. When you're in the middle of it, you're like, this might be either the end of me or the end of the ranch.
Well, a bad prairie fire we had a few years ago kind of put the scare in you a little bit, I guess, because it burnt within an eighth of a mile of our house. And that's one story, and I don't know.
Ironically, I got to be in the tractor with you.
Yeah, Bob burnt the tractor up because
we drove through the flames.
Prairie fires way back when all they had to fight them with was a shovel or a wet gunny sack, you know. And today they got fire trucks, but it's seems like maybe we have more fires anymore than they used to. And I think maybe the rangeland is better taken care of, you know, has more grass than 1900s.
I have a lot shorter experience, so I don't know. Probably just the thing most people deal with is cows on the fight in your cabin or something, and in a pen, in a stanchion. There's been a time or two where I've thought I might have overdone it, overstepped it, and had one kind of take me down, but...
Thank you, Rex, Evelyn, and Kate Adamson, for sitting down with us and sharing some of your personal, generational Sandhill stories.
Once again, this is Dean from Tarani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhill Stories. I invite you to stop by Tarani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhill Stories.